Welcome to the Hiring Tips Podcast. And the name of this tip is, what kind of manager are you? You're in a hiring interview with an applicant and you say, well, Mary, we want our staff to be independent thinkers, people able to evaluate and make decisions on their own. We're not looking for people who need to consult their supervisor every few hours before they go ahead with something. Do you have this kind of approach? Mary says she does, and then a few weeks later, you find you're constantly looking over Mary's shoulder to see what she's up to. What kind of manager are you? If you're the type of manager who not only wants to work with independent thinkers, but you'll also grant them the space and responsibility to do so, then of course that works just fine. But if your style of supervision includes considerable side-checking of employee actions, then pushing for an independent thinker in the hiring interview is probably not the way to go. The flip side of this is the employee who needs a good deal of feedback and reassurance from his supervisor. If the supervisor in this case is not big on communicating that often with employees, this is not going to work very well either. So the question is, what kind of manager are you? Don't kid yourself here. Just have a clear idea of your skills and what kind of supervisory actions you're willing to take with your staff. With that idea clearly in mind, it is much easier to tell your applicants what is needed and wanted. The Hiring Tips is brought to you by the Employee Testing Center. We have an employee testing service that will help you hire better staff. It's very accurate, easy to understand, and delightfully affordable. Watch our 3-minute video at getbetterstaff.com. That's getbetterstaff.com. Our podcast does not represent legal advice. Employment law can vary from state to state, so please consult an attorney familiar with the law that applies to the area where your business is located for any legal questions specific to your company. And thanks for listening.